Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed an ordinance that would appropriate a collection equity award from the network of the National Library of Medicine Region 5 for the purchase of health and wellness titles for the Kenai Community Library Collection. The $1,500 grant would be used to purchase materials in a variety of formats to support health information needs of the residents of Kenai and the surrounding communities, with a focus on purchasing materials for underrepresented groups based on census data and informal community conversations. Council motioned to postpone voting on the ordinance till December 15th. Because several members of City Council and the public indicated the need to request a list of specific titles that the library director was going to purchase. Councilmember Henry Nackstedt.
Ordinance 3257-2021 is a grant for $1,500 for health and wellness materials, and it's silent on exactly any titles or anything like that that's there. It's clear what it's for, and it does say it provides equitable health information to libraries, and libraries, in my estimation, are probably the biggest equalizers we have in a community, where you go in there, it doesn't matter where you are on the financial scale, you can go in and get a book that you may not be able to afford otherwise, and it's there, and that's what it's there for. And I'd like to point out too, you know, the books and the material that come into the library is vested in the librarian per our city code, and we're not going to be receiving through this grant a pre-made box from the grant person. It comes from our librarian, who will make that decision. They're not going to send something and we don't know what it is and we have to put it on our shelves. It just doesn't work that way.
City Manager Paul Ostrander spoke on what the money can be used on.
It is specific that this grant is for health and wellness titles. The money that went to the Friends could be used for any other purpose that the Friends determines is appropriate through discussions with Ms. Wolf. So this is specific as far as what it can purchase. That money that was raised from the community could be used for any other purpose to benefit the library.
More info, RadioKenai.com. In conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation issued 548 notices of intent to sue the U.S. Department of the Interior for failure to clean up contamination on lands transferred to Alaska Native corporations. The DEC says a variety of contaminants pollute these properties, including petroleum, heavy metals, PCBs, and solvents. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke on that contamination Thursday.
It's actually really very devastating when you think about it. This is the matter of contaminated lands that this problem is not only not going away, it's getting worse. It really pains me to say, but significant lands in Alaska, including formerly used defense sites, were contaminated. The federal government knew they were contaminated, but they were still conveyed to the ANCs as contaminated lands. And the government's saying, okay, this is part of your land settlement, so we're going to give you these lands, but you can't use these lands because they're contaminated. And there are horrible consequences that we're seeing to this. We've got clusters of illnesses. We just had a report that was presented to the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention this past week, but this is causing real suffering, true consequences, death in these communities. And it's no fault of the people who live there and, again, received these lands in settlement from the federal government.
The DEC says that the neglected contamination poses a continuing threat to human health and the environment. Governor Dunleavy, Attorney General Trent Taylor, and DEC Commissioner Jason Bruhn sent letters to President Biden and the DOI in May demanding action.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.